I am quite thirsty.
Wait.
Which one is it?
Nope.
Boom. There you go.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
I am number two, so I'm going to Ben, you know, it's almost like a dollar back then was worth more than a dollar is now. Same dollar. So same dollar, it just could buy more back then. So crime is crime is crime. So somebody killing somebody today is just as bad as, you know, somebody killing somebody in 1920, whatever, you know? So yes, I feel like crime is, or danger is prevalent and crime is happening. I also believe that to a certain extent, we have been so conditioned by the media it pushes that in our faces, which can make us scared. Think back to, at this point, 2 years ago, when March of 2020, when the pandemic started. What did people do? People went and they bought all the Lysol. They went and they bought all the tissue. They went and they bought all of the stuff. And we couldn't find nothing on Amazon. Shout out to Jeff Bezos. We couldn't find nothing on Amazon. We could, like, because of panic, people went and fear bought. Because they thought that we were going to run out of things. You know, we weren't going to have things. So they, number one, they pumped their money into the economy. Ooh, that's great.
Got it after stimulating.
Exactly. They pumped their money into the economy. But what did that do? That took away from people that actually needed it. So instead of us being able to go to Amazon and buy the things that we needed to do or buy the things that we needed, we were at a point where we were scrambling because people went out and fear bought. Don't let fear get you to that point. Keep just enough in you to be like, man, that looks like a very dangerous situation. Do I have what it takes to overcome it? That's just me. What y'all think? Y'all got anything?
I mean, both of you guys have already said very good points. I guess my quick answer for that one would be just, like you said, the world necessarily hasn't gotten more dangerous. It's just the people in said world have gotten less fearful.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
to combine both of your answers. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. YOLO.
More ethnic.
Ethnicity.
And caucasity.
You are not going to live that
You down. Are not going to live that down. I don't know where that came from, but the caucasity and the ethnicity that you just spewed out to me. Yeah.
It's okay, though. It's okay, though.
That is very true. That, you know what? That's a good point. Y'all so smart. I'm going to be smart like these two one day, y'all. One day I'm going to reach there. So you said, or just to reiterate what Lady D said, that not necessarily that the world has gotten more dangerous, but the people in the world has gotten more fearful or less fearful. Yeah. Therefore, creating and exacerbating the idea of, you know, crime. Touche. Hats off to you, young lady. All right, so
I try, man. This is why I went to college, I guess. That's a different topic, though. We're not going.
This is very true. All right, so we're gonna shift gears a little bit. We've been talking pretty heavy about life and, you know, the blackness and the caucasities. have you ever been fired?
No.
Congratulations.
No.
No.
The lie detector has determined that was a lie. Shout out to Maury.
All right, moving on. Nobody's been fired.
Okay, so I have not, and I'm grateful to say I have not.
True.
Because there are some people out here who have.
I don't know any of those people.
And
I thought this was a judgment-free zone, PB.
Well, you know, it started when, you know, you threw a little shade.
I would never do that to you.
Oh, so you didn't throw, you laid it down in front of me.
All right, that's fine.
These two.
That's fine.
But I've lost my train of thought. But
you said
pregnant. I'm grateful that I haven't, but most of the time it's because
she don't stay there longer.
Yeah, I don't job hop now. I get my job and then I stay the, you know, necessary 6 months to fill it out. If I don't like it, I leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to say that I've been in my current job for over 3 years now. So I like it. Now we're gonna keep going.
I like it, and we're gonna keep moving.
Exactly. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, P-Bid, what do you got to say about your wonderful life of exploits?
Well, considering most of them, they wouldn't fire me anyway if I wanted to be fired.
They wouldn't.
Oh Lord, I wanna go, but they won't let me go. But yeah, I'm not. I ain't even fired though.
Must be nice.
These little Tar Heel be pushing it though.
Don't they though?
I might just catch a case for one. just one.
Go Tar Heels.
But I don't smile in that photo.
You know what?
I think it was worth it.
Okay.
It was worth it to be here.
So, yes, I have. On multiple occasions.
How many times?
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Why are you being fired so many times?
You know what? Screw y'all both. Hey, you know what? Charlemagne the God. Shout out to Charlemagne. This Negro got fired 4 times. In his career. You know what? I'm on time number not 4.
Are you above or below?
And mind your business. I have been involuntarily separated from a number of my positions. A couple of them I knew wasn't for me when I originally went to interview, but I knew I could do the job. Turns out I hated it, and therefore I had no fear. And as we have discussed, not having fear creates a very dangerous situation, and you become a little bit reckless with what you say and what you do.
And who you do.
And I hate you so much. And who you do. Touche. Now, FYI, that is not why I got fired. let me just put that in there. That is not why I got fired. But yes, I have been terminated from situations. But guess what? I have always come back in every situation bigger and better. Now, this is not to say to go out and get fired from your job. What this is to say is that sometimes life can be telling you that you don't need to be in those toxic situations, but you don't have enough courage to let them go on your own. So
life tells you that.
Yeah, life tells you.
Not a person.
Life. Okay. Life tells you that you don't have enough courage to let go of the toxicity. So the life does it for you. And they involuntarily separate you from your sources of income.
Are you really living your truth, Jess? Are you really living your truth with that?
Touche. You know what? I live my truth on a regular basis.
Is that what you got?
I hate you.
It's okay. It's all right.
You know
that
what?
It's all right.
That is a part of it. y'all remember when we was back talking about Mr. Kevin Samuels and how he was very direct with some of his peoples? Me living my truth does involve me being there very direct with certain people. Sometimes people I don't need to be so direct with, but I don't really care. Let me clarify. I do care, just not to the extent that I should. so me living my truth can be very strong. And because I am one of those people, and I will forever be one of those people, that will never disrespect a superior. I will always, you know, respect you as a a leader. But I also will not lose myself in that entire process. So what does it look like to live my truth? The way that it looks to live my truth is to, at any time that I feel that I am at odds with someone, or that there is workplace, I won't call it violence, but workplace
disagreements.
That could be one. Discrepancies. That's another better. One. This is why they smart. So when there are workplace discrepancies or disagreements, I am one of those people that will voice my concerns in a way that is not always received. Not because that way is disrespectful, but because sometimes they just want you to put your head down and say, yes, a messer. I'm not one of those people. So, perfect example. I was in a situation prior to my new endeavors where a superior came to me and said, hey, sign right here. sign this. I did not know what it was that I was signing. And so I promptly asked my superior, what is this? My superior then responded to me and said, just sign it. Absolutely not. My parents raised me that you read everything you put your name on, because unbeknownst to me, I could have been signing away clearly my employment.
So you signed it.
That was not what I was signing, by the way. It just so happened to fit right there. But I could have been signing away my employment. But the point is that after it was explained to me what it was I was signing, of course I went ahead and signed it. But to say to me, you know, just sign it, that doesn't fly with me. And so me living my truth means being honest and truthful in every aspect that is my life. And that doesn't necessarily mean to belittle, berate, disrespect, or, you know, be rude to people. What that means is if I don't understand something and I need to gain clarity on something that impacts my life or that affects, you know, people that I support, then I need you to tell me why it is that I'm doing this. The answer of because I said so does not fly with me, will not fly with me. And I will be knocking on your door saying, all right, so you said because I said so. However, you said so, why? You know, and being able to articulate why these policies are in place, especially if they impact my paycheck, then I feel like as a member of the team or member of the consortium of individuals, then I need to be able
is that a word?
It is.
Okay.
I need to be able to understand why these policies are in place. What does it look like to live y'all truth? Because y'all know I could talk forever because I love telling stories. What about y'all? What does it look like to live your truth? Alrighty, good people. That's going to do it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. A setback is a setup for your comeback. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.